I remember hearing the story once that later on in Adam's life, he was walking by the Garden of Eden with his two boys, Cain and Abel. He looked over at the Garden of Eden, and it was in disrepair. It was all boarded up and abandoned. And he turned to his sons and said, "Boys, I brought you here because I wanted to show you where your mother ate us out of house and home." Now, in today's gospel, we have the new Eve, our Blessed Mother. The first Adam and Eve sinned. Notice they had pride, they had disobedience, which brought about sin and death. But today we hear about the new Eve, Mary, at the Annunciation, who is filled with humility and obedience. And that brought us life and grace. It brought us our Savior, Jesus Christ. St. Paul says, Christ is the new Adam. You cannot have a new Adam without having a new Eve. So Mary is the new Eve. Christ is the new Adam. And notice in the Old Testament, God made the man first, Adam, and then drew Eve out of him, out of his side. But that didn't work too well. What does he do this time? He creates the woman first. He creates our Blessed Mother. And then from her is born Jesus the Savior. And that worked. And so it's the reversal of the Old Testament. The first Adam and Eve, pride, disobedience, sin and death. The new Adam and Eve, Jesus and Mary, humility, obedience, grace, and eternal life. Today, of course, is the fourth Sunday of Advent. We always have a reading about our Blessed Mother on the fourth Sunday of Advent, because all during Advent, we're preparing our hearts for Christ. We've had readings from John the Baptist the last couple weeks, but now the church brings out its big guns on the fourth Sunday of Advent, our Blessed Mother, the most perfect person to help us prepare for Christmas. So yes, we've had stories about John the Baptist, but now our Blessed Mother. And Mary's role as a mother is to prepare us to accept Christ at Christmas. So the Church gives us always on the fourth Sunday of Advent a reading about our Blessed Mother. Sometimes it's the Visitation. Today it is the Annunciation. And take a look at today's Gospel. It is Gabriel himself, God's great angel. His name means the strength of God, who comes to our Blessed Mother to ask her if she would become the mother of our Savior. Gabriel was God's ambassador. He was God's Henry Kissinger, right? He went to our Blessed Mother to make a peace treaty between heaven and between earth. The angel Gabriel represented heaven. Mary represented all of us on earth. And the angel Gabriel was busy in the Old Testament. He had appeared to Daniel in 500 B.C. and told Daniel that one day a Messiah would be born. And then he had appeared to Zechariah in the temple and told him that he and Elizabeth would conceive a son even in their old age. Zechariah doubted. He did not believe. And because of that reason, he was struck deaf and dumb until the time of the birth of John the Baptist. But notice what Mary does. Mary says yes to God. Mary shows trust. She shows faith. So in this gospel, we see the angel saying to her, "Hail, full of grace." Those words used by the angel Gabriel, this is the only time that word "full of grace" is found in the entire Bible. It's a word that means you who have been perfected in God's grace. So it indicates Mary's sinlessness, that she is the Immaculate Conception. And notice, he says, "The Lord is with you." It's a statement of fact. At Mass, we say, "The Lord be with you," right? And you say, "And also with you." That's a prayer. The Lord be with you. But with Mary, the Lord was with her. He said, "The Lord is with you." And Mary was not afraid of the angel. You know, her dignity was greater than the angels because she was the Immaculate Conception. But she was troubled at the words that he spoke, because she was greeted with such high praise. And whenever you compliment a holy person, like people complimented Mother Teresa, Mother Teresa became very uncomfortable. And so the Blessed Mother is also uncomfortable with this great praise heaped upon her by the angel. But then it's explained that if you're willing, you'll have a son, and you'll conceive a son and name him Jesus, which means the Savior. He will be the Son of God and hold the throne of David his father, and the kingdom will be without end. Now Mary does not doubt. She doesn't know how it'll happen because she had already devoted her life to God as a virgin. She had already made that commitment to God. That's the only way that this next sentence is explainable. How can this be, since I have no relations with a man? She was already betrothed to Joseph. But according to the fathers and doctors of the church, they had already agreed to live a celibate virginal life within their marriage. So she said, I have no relations with a man. How can this happen? Well, then the angel now explains to her, she will be a mother, but she will remain a virgin at the same time. It'll be miraculous. It'll be a miracle. She'll conceive a child by the power of the Holy Spirit, the overshadowing of the Most High. And the child will be the Son of God. And just to prove that this can happen, the angel said, I want to show you that this miracle can happen because another miracle has already happened. Elizabeth, your elderly barren cousin, is already 6 months pregnant, for nothing's impossible with God. And of course, Mary immediately says, yes, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. I'm the servant. I'm the slave of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. And immediately, the incarnation took place. Our salvation, the Son of God, became present in her womb. So Mary remained a virgin, and yet she would be a mother as well. And so what we see in today's gospel, we see the most perfect person to prepare us for Christmas, the Blessed Mother. She accepted God's will with complete trust and faith and obedience and humility, purity. And our Blessed Mother, even though it would cause a great hardship because she would be an unwed mother, she would be having to explain this to Saint Joseph, but she completely trusted in God that it would all work out. And so we have a great example for us in our Blessed Mother. She is our example, our role model, but she's also our mother. So just as Jesus entrusted himself to Mary for 9 months in her womb, so we too should consecrate ourselves to our Blessed Mother. I would recommend the book, The Total Consecration to Jesus Through Mary by St. Louis Marie de Montfort. 33 days of preparation. Or read the book, 33 Days to Morning Glory. Another preparation book. Those are the two books, St. Louis de Montfort or The 33 Days to Morning Glory. They're beautiful readings and prayers that you read every day for 33 days. And then you entrust yourself to our Blessed Mother. Just like Jesus entrusted himself to Mary, so we too should entrust ourselves to our Blessed Mother. So yes, she is our example, our role model, our intercessor, but most of all, she is our mother. And we should consecrate ourselves to our Blessed Mother and allow her to form us into the image and likeness of her divine Son.